Blog Talk Radio.
Can I just turn this into a little game? This is what I am, what I am. Understand, I don't give a damn. This is who I am, who I am. Man, I don't give a damn. This is what I am, what I am. And I just don't give a damn. Take me as I am, as I am. And my G's still pumping. Sold on the culture, you know that my dough's your culture. Game over, soldier, I'm cooling. Feet on the
you
soul.
Are listening live.
We'll do it live! Yeah. Of course, unless you're not listening live. This is the Pro Wrestling Torch East Coast Cast. It's Wednesday. It's also August 17th, 2022. I'm your host. I'm Travis Bryant. And joining me in just a moment will be co-host extraordinaire Cameron Hawkins. But until then, go ahead and give out all of the pertinent contact information because this is an interactive show. So please reach out to us in one or all of the following ways. I'm waiting for somebody to do that, to voicemail us, email us, drop a tweet, call in, hit the cycle. There are two ways to have your voice heard on this show. First way, you can just call us, get in line, and talk to Cam and myself live on the air tonight. Hit the Constellation lines up at 347-202-0103. Once again, live calls are being taken tonight, 347-202-0103. If you can't call us live, but you do, again, want to have your voice heard, you can drop us a voicemail. Voicemails give you 3 unadulterated minutes to ask your questions, pose your comments, rant, rave, spout your conspiracy theories. You want to come on here and just tell lies? I don't encourage it, but, you know, I heard Triple H. Drop us a voicemail, 415-787-5229. Again, that's 415-787-5229 for the voicemail. If you want to drop us just a normal run-of-the-mill email, you can do that. Just let us know in the subject of your email which segment, the live show or the VIP podcast, that you'd like your email read. Drop us an email at eastcoastaudioshow@gmail.com. Again, that's eastcoastaudioshow@gmail.com. Looks like we've got quite a few VIP emails. And the one, actually, I don't know what Jabron sent too, but they're like things. So one email, one non-VIP email, I should say, and a bunch of VIPs that we'll get to later in the night with Rich. If you want to drop us an email, like I said, eastcoastaudioshow@gmail.com. You can also find the show on Twitter. Find us at eastcoastcast, twitter.com/eastcoastcast. You can find my personal Twitter at TravLord, and you can find Cam at Seahawk, and that's C-E-E Hawk. And speaking of C-E-E Hawk, you can watch along, listen along, chat along on Cam's Twitch. That's twitch.tv/Seahawk. Join in on the conversation. All kinds of insight and hilarity happens there on a weekly, on a tri-quad weekly, Twitch weeks for Cam. So, again, twitch.tv/Seahawk. Please subscribe and do all the twitchy things that you're supposed to do on that platform. Travis, volume is a little low. You know what? I'm going to let Cam handle that on his end because that's coming from the Twitch side. Last time y'all had me with the mic down my throat trying to please you people, and then it was on Cam's end, so he'll take care of that. Young Sephiroth, you can send a tout. Tout is at East Coast Gas or some shit. I think for a while we were probably going to have a tout. And then, you know, I didn't have long enough to think about it because it was gone. Where was I? Find us on Twitter at East Coast Gas. My Twitter at TravLord. Cam's at Seahawk. Twitch.tv/Seahawk. And last bastion of Get Adage. Find us on Facebook. The Facebook fan page can be found at facebook.com/PWTorchEastCoastCast, or just search East Coast Cast or PW Torch. You'll see us. Please give us a like. Share us on your timeline. Tag all your wrestling pals in it. get the conversation started that way. I think y'all know how it works. So with all that said, with the plugs and the... Wait, that's the game footage, right? Yeah, that's game footage. That's cool how you had to set up with the real match and then the... Nice. Follow along on Cam's Twitch, like I said. Cam, welcome back to the show, my friend. How's it going? Cameron? Okay, let's do our quality check. Hey, Kylan, how do I sound?
You sound great on this end, loud and clear.
Good to hear. Thanks, my man. Okay, let's try Cam again. Cam, are you there? You know what? Let me unmute his Twitch. Maybe he's saying something over there. He said, yeah, motherfucker, I'm here. You ain't here. I love the delay and the... Oh, you know what? I don't have you on. Let's see. Cam, you there? All right. I don't know if... Let me take him off of... I can hear you on your side, on your Twitch. This is... we've never had this part happen. We can... All right, Cam's working that out.
Can you hear me?
There we
Travis.
Go. Just okay. In the nick of time.
Yeah. Okay. It was I hate Skype wants to update like every 3 days, and then it
3 days every 3 damn hours. You be like you
yeah,
right
man,
now
man.
In the middle of a call. Hey, you want to upgrade?
It turned the mic off. Can you guys let me know in the chat if you can hear Travis as well? I think everything's set now. But yeah, this is a pretty game. I don't have it yet. I haven't played it yet, but it's very pretty.
Is this the new 2K?
Yeah.
So are we going to get two 2Ks in a row that are good, and will that erase the 2020? I think it was the 2021.
Yeah, I think
2020 edition.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it just picks two. Hey, Trav, you want to talk about She-Hulk to make Craig mad?
We can. I'm going to talk about it tomorrow. I think tomorrow is Rich.
Totally
soon with Rich.
just to upset Craig really quick. Oh, God, mm-hmm. You guys are talking about that again. No, Craig, I'm sorry. Yeah, really quick, doing okay. School finally starts this coming Monday. It has been the longest summer that you can ever imagine with moving and life and work and other things. And so for that to kind of come to a head, I'm pretty excited to get back to the slower pacing. So, yeah, that's that.
Well, it ain't going to be slow paced for the next couple of weeks, is it? You're going to be annoyed by young
like,
adults.
It'll literally slow down on Wednesday. Like Wednesday, everything is kind of like, oh, I can't get into classes, or I've been advised, or this class is happening, or it's not. Like, the pacing of everything changes Wednesday, really. So, you know, that's good.
Sounds good. What's the number one thing from the last week that's worth talking about here at the top?
So it's kind of crazy. I mean, you know, we tried to talk about what's happened the past week, but it's definitely the speculation of Kenny Omega coming back tonight. Like, that's the thing. You had
now, is this
Punk
because it lines up storyline-wise, and people are just because
yeah,
that's the
Punk
story that's being told?
Week.
Yeah.
Yeah, Punk came back last week, got in Moxley's face after the after his match, and, you know,
which
that's definitely what we're building to for All Out. And then, yeah, they expect Omega back tonight after Hangman basically turned down the Bucks' offer to be their third in the Trios tournament. I'm going to, all speculation says it's going to be Omega. People are very excited. The young lady who has literally been posting a different picture of Kenny every single day since he's left. I'm happy for her. She doesn't have to do her Googles like she's been doing. So yeah, everybody's that, like, I think that side, and I don't want to make it sound like there are only two sides to wrestling, but the people who are very much brand loyal to AEW are very excited for Kenny to come back. So good for them.
I mean, I think anybody, whether you're brand loyal or casual or,
well, I mean, like, I
should be excited.
Watch both shows. I'm happy he's healthy and wanting to come back, but I'm not like, I'm not memeing about how excited I am that he's back. I'm not making tweets about, oh, landscape changed again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, everybody's happy for him to be healthy and returning to wrestling. But specifically, there are people who are going nuts. And good for them. Like, I'm not knocking them for it. Like, that's dope.
The landscape's
like
the landscape.
You a reaction like that. That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it'll make people happy and do tick up in their ratings and all those kinds of things. But
what if it's not him?
If it's just the fans speculating and they haven't teased Kenny or done little,
well, they've been teasing
wait.
The shit out of it. Like, you know,
well,
let's do
teasing who's going to be their partner is one thing, but if you're hinting that it's Kenny and then it's not,
what I wonder is, like, the way that people like the Young Bucks, I sincerely wonder if that's a thing that would turn them against them, or if they'd be like, oh, those silly Bucks and their jokes. You know what I mean? Like, that the BTE audience is a different audience. But I also think that they super serve their audience. They do things specifically to make them happy, not to swerve them. So that's what I expect. And it'll be a great reaction. And, I think I talked about this some last week, but I'm pretty excited to see this tournament. Like, I'm not a trios guy. I think that it's overkill and silly. But when I look at who's in it, I'm like, oh, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. Like, that's a – have you looked at – I think I posted it last week, but you've seen the bracket for the tournament, right?
Which tournament?
The trios tournament for AEW.
I haven't no. If I did, I don't remember it. Or nothing stands out. So I don't want to assume I didn't.
So let me tell you, because it starts tonight. I don't know everything that's happening tonight, but – opening round, you got Death Triangle versus Will Ospreay and Aussie Open. That's going to be some offense.
Who's the other two in Aussie Open?
Them dudes who be with them. I don't know their names, but them dudes who be with them. I've seen them do offense. They're good. Okay.
Not good enough to remember their names, though.
You got Andrade, Dragon Lee, and Roosh versus the Young Bucks and their partner.
So does Andrade win matches? Does he, like, do things?
He won last week. They won their tag match and looked good. But, yeah, he definitely...
But they ain't going to win tonight.
Yeah. You drew the short straw, big dog. You have House of Black and Dark Order. So depending on who they put out there, that could be fun. And Trust Busters and the Best Friends, which I think is going to be silly but fun. Also, Sunny Kiss is a heel.
Yeah, he turned on somebody off of TV, or not off TV, but not off. Was it on Rampage
on TV,
or was it on Dark?
On
okay.
TV, it was on Rampage. Lost to Papa Boudreaux, and then turned on whoever Daivari was facing that night to join Daivari and Parker Boudreaux and Slam J. No shade, but yeah, that guy. So yeah, I think that's going to be a fun tournament. Again, it's a bunch of flippy shit, but the thing that you specialize in, that being that style of match, you doing it to the best of your ability is good. So that should be cool. The potential, like the second round, I think it's going to be Death Triangle and the Bucks. But for a potential, like, the finals look like it's going to be House of Black and the Bucks and Kenny. That's what I think. I think that's your best option for a finals matchup based on the eight teams that are there. But yeah.
And do you have House of Black taken, or do you put it on the Bucks and have them.
No, I think this is – you don't do it like you did it with the tag titles where a different team other than the Bucks is the inaugural champ. I think you go with
– You think they learned their lesson from 3 years
like
ago?
Just, yeah. Do the feel-good thing and all out, I think. Yeah. Also, all out's in 2 weeks. I have a project I really need to work on the next 2 weeks to be done before All Out. Working on something with The Ringer that I didn't realize like All Out was in 2 weeks because I was working on it anyway. But, like, yeah, I should probably have this done by All Out. That's a good All Out week content for The Ringer and the AEW side. So, yeah, I gotta get on that.
I heard you were a WWE apologist. What are you writing in a major publication for the quote-unquote enemy?
I can't wait. I can't
how
wait
this,
just to have
how,
that, like...
How do these things make sense? I don't...
Yeah,
I don't compute, Cam.
Stand. And I'm just going to... Like, whenever I get that, I'm just going to tap the link, like, here's what they give me money for.
That will be a nice little card to play when that inevitably comes up. But
I'm gonna post that and the picture with Sid Alexander at brunch, just always together, every time. Asshole. But yeah. No, I think we're gonna talk more about that card, I'm sure, over the next week or so. But yeah, I mean, you got. There are people who feel like right now Punk versus Moxley is the biggest match in wrestling.
Sure.
I don't necessarily disagree. I think that
okay, what is that I want to define what that means. Like for that month, for that the weekend
whatever,
that match is having, that week of TV.
WWE,
like I go with the
literally, yeah, right. WWE could headline a pay-per-view with I don't know, with Bayley. Well, I mean, if they headlined that Clash at the Castle, even though it's going to be Drew and Roman, if they headlined it with the six-woman match, it's technically the biggest match in wrestling because the most people are going to watch it, right?
Right,
but
right.
I think when you talk about the interest among fans who – how do you say it? The people who write about it, the people who tweet about it, and the people who talk about it word of mouth-wise, and probably what you'll get in a building that size for paying customers, like, yeah, I think I understand that. But there are a bunch of qualifiers because biggest, by definition, means makes the most money, right?
Right.
Like, that's just what it is.
And
like,
WWE
not,
is almost like, always going to win that.
Yeah, it's not even a comparison. WWE running their show based on any metric that you use is going to be that. However, when I think you're talking about specific fan interest, crowds, level of enthusiasm and enjoyment, people traveling to go to a show, I think all of those, like, ain't nobody going to England to watch Clash at the Castle. You're not going overseas to see that shit. But
ain't it in Wales?
Same place.
Cardiff,
But, yeah. Ain't nobody making that trip to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just not the way it is. But with that said, like, yeah, that's a very, very, very big time matchup. And probably the one I'd be most excited to see, like, one-on-one main event to see what happens. Because that's another thing. I think biggest match is also what happens. Are you genuinely invested in the winner or loser? Do you feel like it could be either person? And you don't always get that with WWE, even if it changes. So, yeah, I think I think with the metrics that we're given to work with outside of very specifically money, I do think it's the biggest match out there, the biggest one-on-one match out there. You know at least one guy flying over. You know somebody goes to a different school, J-Ray? I know. Yeah. Uh-huh. Say things. Anyway,
yo, Ray has missed that move 3 straight times.
Oh, yeah. Clearly like a move he has to hit. If you look at you can barely see it in the top left. It's clearly a move he has to hit to advance the story in the match because there are certain objectives.
Oh, okay.
He's spamming it for a reason.
Okay. But he keep missing. Hit that shit, motherfuckers. God damn. Here you go again. 4 times.
And he's going to taunt him.
I don't know how the delay is on your thing if I'm seeing it live.
No, but I'm watching. Yeah, we're right there together. Okay. And he finally got him. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big-time matchup we'll talk about. On the WWE side, more guys coming back. We had Hit Row come back on Friday night. More Dexter Lumis. More
like
Kevin
really
Owens.
Like real like, oh, you missed it last week? We're going to make sure you don't miss it this week.
And blink if you missed it, but people think that they saw The Fiend.
What?
Okay. So I tweeted about this on Monday. Matter of fact, I think I have the picture, so I'll just send it to you. There was a backstage brawl with them pulling people apart. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think it was Kevin Owens, but some two guys were beefing. They pulled them apart. And if you look at the back of it, there's a guy with a fingers-out leather glove waving, and you can just see his hand.
Oh. Well, okay.
Let me see.
They had me excited for a while, and you say there's a gloved hand. So how, like, Hammer put the – didn't he put the Michael Jackson glove at the end of two – yeah, because he did the 2L quit motion. And
yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, that was Michael Jackson, right? Right.
Let me see. I thought I sorry, I got them the meme I had to make of that woman with the big coochie.
There's a 22-year-old that says, Hammer who? Mike, what? What's happening? Too legit to what now?
Not too legit. Shout out to Hammer. Shout out to Akiba. I might not have it. But yeah, it's like in the background of Raw. I tweeted it. It's somewhere.
Oh, Queen Melisandre says they feel like it's the gloved hand is Lumis because he has gloves, but he made his big old thing.
But the thing is, they've had Lumis, like, locked up or, like, in a hood where you couldn't see. Like,
right.
I don't know if they had him there multiple times, but it's possible. I just texted it to you now, but it's absolutely possible. He does also have gloves. Yeah, I just sent it to Travis. So it could be. And that's why I said people think.
I mean, it's super deliberate, and that's definitely – I don't know. This is weird to say
but
from
why would
the
Lumis
picture,
put his hand
it,
out like that is the
but
question.
It feels like Bray Wyatt, the Fiend, whatever.
Yeah, that's silly, goofy, wave, come to me, you are my family, that shit. Yeah, advancing, they had fucking your girl go out there and smoke it, Dakota Kai and Io Sky.
Yeah, beat the shit out of Dana Brooks and somebody.
Yeah, man. It's going to be interesting to see if that 24/7 title does stick around. Like, if they do keep that going, it'll be really interesting. You know, you got Roman and Drew, and Drew's doing the thing about Roman not being there every week, and I'm like, guy, like, I don't know who that's supposed to resonate with at this point. Like, you see the cheers that Brock gets. You see how they react to Roman. I do not think that a babyface should be talking about how they're there all the time. I think at this point it makes you seem less special. If somebody else has special privileges and that hasn't changed.
You don't,
you know?
Right.
So,
also, have we not learned, you know, I mean, even John Cena was like, I was a complete dumbass. Like, I apologize to The Rock, like, that was just so wrong. And it's like anything else. You have to... People can't fucking see things or understand or empathize or sympathize with a position or something until they go through it themselves. Or their, you know, close friend or person in their family goes through, ah, I hated gays or gay marriage. And then, you know, my son's gay. Now I care. And I feel, oh, I get it now. Like, you had to have it happen to you or be, you know, yeah.
Yeah, ratio plus we like, shut the fuck up. Anyway, yeah, but that did lead to Kevin Owens coming out telling Drew to cut the shit, and he got next.
I didn't like any of it. Not any of it. I didn't like a good part of this.
I
don't like
it, but
First off, Drew, yeah. I'm glad you're living your fucking dream, but let's – that's I don't want that. And it's like the Cruiserweight Classic was Triple H's thing, and he – and that was all – it was full of guys living their dream and just happy to be there. And I really hope that part of Triple H's ethos, because it's something that he's okay with guys going out there saying, I hope this isn't a return of that, and it was just Drew – in the moment, and he just was wanted it to be a part of his promo. But fuck that. I don't care
you've
that it's your dream. But he was intense
enough,
and it wasn't, you know, it was okay. Even
the that's not – the story isn't how hard you worked to get back here. You've been WWE champion since you've been back. We know. Like, we get it. We appreciate you, and we like you, and we think you're really, really good. But, like, yeah, we don't need to hear you how you scratched and clawed and made your way back. We see it. But, you know, led to some really good action between him and KO. Of course, didn't get a finish. Usos came out and jumped him. But, yeah, I thought it was good.
And which was another part I didn't like. I am not a fan of numerical advantages being defeated. No.
Agreed.
Like, if you have strategy and stuff and you're and heads up and you know what's going on. But – if you're getting jumped by two guys, I don't care how good of a fighter you are. Usually, goddamn, 9.9 times out of 10, those two guys are going to beat the shit out. Unless they just do slip on a banana peel, and that didn't happen. It's just the one guy just was strong enough to overcome. And it's in a not very dramatic way. It was just, no, I beat you up. I block your punch and take you out, and here comes your brother. Block it. It wasn't anything special. I don't think the crowd really was like, wow, did you see that comeback or how he fought those guys off? If Owens would have came back and – or not Owens, that would have hurt my point. But you'd do something to make – to give Drew a reason or something to beat those guys up like that. Or, I don't know, especially – your tag that are fucking TV all the time, that are headlining WrestleMania launch ticket specials and all that kind of thing, and they're out there getting beat up by one dude. I don't give a fuck who he is. So
that's just a
person, one of those personal things. So
really, really good AJ Styles Bobby Lashley match. Oh, what are they like 45 and 43?
That's a good point. I didn't even think of that part, that you got a 47 and a 45-year-old or however old AJ is.
They're both 45, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay. I thought Bobby was like 47.
Just so – both just so good.
Yeah.
Clean finish, two baby face, just good. Just good. Again, I just love the renewed focus on the U.S. and IC titles. Treat them like a big deal. They'll feel like a big deal.
What was the timing of the Gunther Nakamura match and the, cause the AJ Lashley got announced what, Wednesday or something? Like, it wasn't the weekend. They didn't wait till.
Yeah.
I feel like there was some advanced notice.
We knew last week.
Going in after Nakamura and Gunther for the IC title, do you think that was a – do you think there was a text or something from AJ or to AJ like, hey, you see Gunther and Nakamura and they all – everybody's talking about it over the weekend? I saw it. Like, well,
yeah,
we're going to –
I think
I'm trying to make people forget about that.
So Miz distracted – and correct me if I'm wrong, Miz distracted AJ – in order for Ciampa to beat him a little bit, right?
Ciampa, yes, it was not a clean fin, or not
so,
you know, completely.
Yeah, a way
but
to
the
reward.
Baby face won. Well, they both baby face.
A way to reward the person who perhaps was going to win the match, you know, with a title shot of their own, you know, without saying it explicitly. I think that's fine. But yeah, Lashley is he's smoking it right now, man. I wonder who they have in mind or if they even have anybody down the road who are like, yeah, this is the guy who's going to beat him. He didn't
even
merge when Dexter Lumis came in. Yeah. He's going to retire with it. That's great. But, yeah, but good matches on both parts. they're revisiting the Seth, or they're getting back to the Seth Riddle stuff. You know, they have Riddle pegged as a big time babyface, and so I think that's good to go there. Did we get the Street Profits this week, like in ring? Oh, I think they said Tez has a main event match, I think, that's supposed to be really good, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah, all in all, solid. Again, I like the stuff with Bianca's team versus Bayley's team.
I missed that because I missed the first, like, 40 minutes of Raw.
I missed the last 40 minutes, Trev, because I'm old. Yo, these three-hour shows, man, I got to revisit them after the fact. They're getting to me. And I think, again, it's busy season at the job, and so I think some of that changes
at the end of a Monday.
Next couple of weeks. Yeah, so I think that'll be a little bit different. But, yeah. Yeah, did you watch 2.0 last night?
I didn't, but I heard some good things about it.
Yeah, so I forgot that Heatwave was literally an ECW pay-per-view. I did not put it together until Paul Heyman did the cold open for Heatwave. Just a voiceover, but it was really good. Man, Mello and Vinci, fantastic match with Mello winning. I enjoyed Escobar and Tony D. Kind of a garbage match. When I say garbage, like it was a no holds barred. Tony D wins, and so Escobar is no longer on NXT. Figure he's going to move up. Just good all around. You know, he can wrestle, he can talk, has a great look. So whatever brand gets him, good for them. Like they got a star in them. I don't know if Legado is going with him. Like, I don't know if you're going to see DJZ on the main roster in a few weeks, but really, really it'll be interesting to see what happens with them. Bron Breakker and JD McDonagh, really good match. Mandy Rose. Mandy Rose did some foul shit, boy. She didn't beat Zoe Stark with the pump kick, so she takes Zoe Stark's knee brace off and hits her with a pump knee to finish her. I was like, damn. So, yeah, they did the Cora Jade and Roxanne Perez kind of did the Bayley Alexa Bliss finish where Roxanne Perez is about to hit her with a stick, thinks against it, puts it down, gets hit, and then gets DDT'd on it to lose. So,
but it wasn't
no holds barred, so it wasn't like like feeling like her pride is over the rules. It was her literally not getting disqualified. So hopefully they do that kind of different. Pump knees are finished. What I'm saying is she put the brace on to solidify it. So that was a pretty cool finish. I like that show overall. I thought it was pretty good. But at the end, so Trev, very good speculation says that NXT UK and NXT are combining into a single brand. The reason I say this, so Joe Coffey and them, Gallus, came out and attacked Diamond Mine after Diamond Mine was arguing amongst themselves. Then Joe Coffey and Gallus and them got in Briggs and Jensen's face because they're the NXT UK tag champs, gotten their faces on the show. And at the end of the show, right? Yeah, it does feel like they're merging. Absolutely, absolutely. At the end of the show, after Braun retains against JD McDonagh, Tyler Bate comes out as the NXT UK champ. I love Tyler Bate. I think Tyler Bate's fantastic. Tyler Bate is 3 inches taller. He'd have 3,000 world titles. But Trav, what's the issue with him coming out with the NXT UK title?
With the physical title or the idea
with
of
the
him coming out with
title.
It?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's wrong?
They have a tournament that hasn't started yet for the title.
Was it in abeyance or held up or something? Yeah.
Dragunov had to relinquish the title because he's hurt. So they have like an 8-man tournament that hasn't started, but Bate has the title and is the champion.
Wait. You mean it hasn't started on TV?
Exactly. They have
like obviously they have.
Yeah.
that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's especially for the UK audience. Like, if you're an NXT UK fan in the UK, and that's like your shit and you're supporting, you know, that brand because it's, you know, full of guys that that you're familiar with or whatever. That's, yeah. That's a bit of a...
unfortunate. Yeah.
That is. And they just went, well, what? We either don't run the angle, we either don't do it, or why not have him... No, it doesn't have the impact if he just comes out. It's just Tyler Bate.
Baseball said the five people who watch NXT UK are disappointed.
Right.
Yeah,
no, they
them.
Are. They are, though.
No cap.
The fact that they're still that they're watching, though, means they, you know, they were probably looking forward to that day of tournament now, and they're like, oh, okay. Great.
Great. Smoked, think, by the way.
Oh, by Michaels, yeah. He's another one. He's trying to hit a springboard.
A running attack.
Like some kind of springboard seated, you know, kind of deal.
Yeah.
And he just kept missing. And he just kept pausing, checking his... I wonder why he was pausing. He's checking his objectives.
Yeah, checking the specific button combination for sure.
There you go.
What's up,
Durrell? All right. I wanted to say about NXT. Are they not? Did they drop the 2.0, or was that in that one specific thing that I saw that just happened not to have the 2.0 after the letters?
That I am not sure. Let's see, because it wasn't. I mean, typically when they do the shows like the pay per views, I don't think they call them like NXT 2.0 Heatwave.
Right. I don't remember what I saw, but I specifically saw the NXT, you know, it's like NXT Tuesday or, you know, and I was like, oh, where's the 2.0? Still had to call and everything. With the whole like, oh, perfect opportunity to kind of just drop that shit. Or we're going to get NXT 3.0 and then that'll piss
everybody. What people are thinking is that this merger of NXT and NXT UK is going to kind of be a rebranding of 2.0, and then what would normally be a 2.0 is going to be a third thing, I think, kind of like Level Up.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we'll see. Again, nobody's confirmed anything, but, yeah, we'll see kind of how that goes.
I mean, the fact that you had a bunch of people show up from NXT, from UK to the NXT, you know, a bunch of their champions specifically. Who's their women's champion? Anybody know?
In NXT UK?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, because the one came over to regular NXT, didn't she?
Kaylee Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is it, Drav? Who is it? It is... Let me see. Somebody give me a name, Jack.
Nah, J-Ray, I don't think they're going to go back to the black and gold, just like I don't
it's
think...
Nico Satomura. Yeah. Yeah,
just
black
like
and gold
I don't...
ain't going to be it. I don't think
yeah, just
be
like
that
I don't
obvious.
Think anybody's getting their names back. I don't think Austin.
Yeah.
I don't think Theory's ever going to be Austin again. Some things I think are just set and just.
So as not to
it.
Say I'm totally shitting on what you're doing,
right? And also not even that, not even just that. Like they actually paid money to fucking change these people's names.
This is true.
Like to. Coin or not coin, but the copyright or trademark of somebody's name. They're not going to stop calling Seth Rollins Seth freaking Rollins because they fucking trademarked that stupid ass shit.
Well,
I'm not calling them that dumb ass shit, but you know they still will. So, yeah, and also low key Triple H ain't trying to. He's like, I got too many big things that I'm actually in a culture that I want to change. I'm not going to be petty and like, no, fuck that. Be petty. Change everything. Like, indicate to everybody. I think that's how you get your, you want an influx of fans. You don't want a trickle of them. You want people coming back in relative droves.
Mm-hmm.
You make it obvious that things done change. Out to
so the difference is Seth Rollins is a good name and Theory isn't. Yeah, you aren't wrong.
Austin Theory is a fine name. Theory is a fucking is a word. It's just a thing.
His name is Idea.
Yes.
Yeah.
You follow Rich Black Kid on Twitter or on TikTok, or you follow anywhere?
I don't follow anybody on any Ticks or Tocks.
Oh, shut up! Well, he's hilarious, and he's got a
my uncle.
He's got a segment where you know. Wait, I don't know if it's like wake up in a different dimension or something happened. The mall closed or the mall completely changed. He's like, wait, you don't have, you know, and then he gives them super close off-brand names. You don't have Captain America? Oh, we got Lieutenant Chile.
Damn.
All kinds of silly shit like that. So, yeah. Any backstage besides who might get high, you know, who might Triple H?
Man,
any kind of
backstage.
Yeah,
so
I want to hear some.
Apparently,
dessert.
Somebody told Tony Khan that Triple H inquired with them about coming back to WWE while they're under AEW contract.
Some tampering allegations.
You are a sucker. What the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah.
Beyond that,
Come on.
So you never want to be offered a WWE contract again, huh?
You idiot. Come on. That ain't your dog. Who else wants you to work somewhere? Ain't your boss's business. It ain't. Because they not telling you who they want to hire to take your spot.
Fucking right.
Watching. Nah, I mean, come on. What do you do? What part of the game is that? Like if Tony's your man and he gave you some kind of crazy contract and you want him to know just how valuable you are to him and you're so good that you'd be back in the fold of WWE if you wanted to be, okay, but I don't even know who qualifies as that, who's over there. You know what I'm saying?
Any chance
Punk?
That it was nothing, that it's all
could
bullshit?
Be somebody
Yeah.
It could absolutely be somebody capping. I'm not treating it as if it's the absolute truth. But
because if that's
the
case, if it's all a bunch, if it's all cap, as you say, then it won't get back to WWE because they never were, you know, theoretically they never were offered a contract. So WWE won't go, oh, it must be, you know, X, Y, or Z.
I didn't talk to that man.
And now you just, you know, Tony Khan's, you know, a little fake spy or fucking fake do-gooder. I don't know. But it's not something I'd put past somebody. Like, oh, let me make this shit up your little clout with Tony. Because Tony ain't the type to go, oh, this bitch-ass motherfucker. Like, oh, thanks for the info, but low-key, I think you a bitch and I lost some respect for you. Like, this helps me, but you still kind of a sucker. Like, what?
Yeah.
Tony ain't the kind of guy. He's like, well, genuinely, he's like, oh, thanks, man. Let's hang out.
Yeah, he did this for you. He knew this for me.
I don't want to invoke, you know, an NJF promo, but, you know, there's probably a reason. He's like, I know. Thanks, dude, man. Cool. All right. Let's talk to some folks, get their opinion, get their thoughts on last week in wrestling. 347-202-0103 is the number to call in. Let's start things in Newark and talk to Kylan first. Kylan, what's on your mind?
What up?
Not much, Travis. How are you and Cam doing this week?
Doing okay.
Oh, you know. What I am.
Yeah. Hanging in there. What's on your mind?
Well, in case you guys didn't hear this very disturbing piece of news, apparently Sasha Banks' vehicle was burglarized.
Dog, they ran away on Sasha, boy. Sasha pulled up outside the weed spot. The legal weed spot, she was there 5 minutes. But she had a brick through the back of her Toyota SUV, and they jacked her makeup out the back. Them boys was plotting.
Damn. For some makeup? Damn.
And that's what she said they got. You know, she was out there for the She-Hulk premiere. Her and Naomi was out there looking great, by the way.
They were.
And yeah, man, they hit the back of that SUV, took whatever she had in the back. Very nasty business. Got to be scary too, man. I've definitely had cars broken into. I had a car stolen. Shit, and it's just you feel so helpless in the moment and so disrespected. You know,
that was extra bizarre. Your situation. God damn.
That was wild. I hope he's in the pen. That was crazy.
I hope he got some help. Emotional,
that boy,
psychologically.
He was living different, dog. Nigga was there. He left dope in the car. Like, he had needles in the car. Like, what are you doing?
I thought I heard her say they got hair products.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But still, makeup, hair products, even if you got the makeup and the hair products, it's more of a lick because it's Sasha Banks, if you even knew who
it
was.
What you going to do? You going to sell Sasha Banks pink hair lotion on eBay?
Right. I got it, y'all. It was me. Come fucking arrest me, please. Yeah.
That's
why. I'd like to know. I wonder if it was a, like you said, like they were plotting or... Rando, there's a car. Looks like there's some stuff in the back seat. Let's just not take the whole car. Just seems like a lot to go through. A lot of criminality for very little gain.
Somebody say, what if they stole their wigs? Baby, Sasha, get them wigs
now.
With an individual helicopter device a la Dr. Robotnik. So she can get those at any point.
Go ahead, Colin. Jump back in.
In other minor news, I'd like to dispute something you just said, Travis, because Angel Garza has been given his first name back.
He has? That is true.
Okay.
That is true.
And
will Ciampa ever be Tommaso again?
Well,
if Triple H is and him are like in
Ciampa,
good standing, Ciampa, be like, hey,
Ciampa said he requested to keep the last name in tribute to his godmother because I guess the legal department told him he could only keep one name.
What? Why?
I don't know, but...
The legal department told him he could keep one? Well, if you gave me that option, I'd rather be Ciampa than Tommaso. I never forget just seeing... This was, I guess... We're talking mid-2000s, and just seeing his name... And I think I was probably still reading magazines back then. Reading the Torch and the Observer and shit. Swearing this guy had to be like a Japanese dude. And when I saw him for the first time, whenever that was, when I actually physically saw him, I was like, what? This is Tommaso Ciampa? And it's like, yeah, that's not a Japanese or Brazilian name. That's a, whatever. I don't know. I always felt like a real dumbass. Like, how did I think this guy was anything but what he is? So, yeah. Anyway. All right. Cool, Kylan. It's good talking to you, man.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Talk.
Sure will. All right. Let's... We got an email from Jabron. Let me make sure these emails are exactly the same because he sent one for Shayna Baszler. It's better. Along before Shayna. Huh. Well, yeah. Okay, they're the same. Except, he called her Maddie Rose the first time. Maybe he was like,
not
oh,
Maddie
my.
Rose.
I got to send another one. I can't be making... errors like that. I don't think that was the case. All right, Jabron chimes in from Vegas. He says, what up, fellas? Two questions for y'all this week. What's the likelihood that Mandy Rose gets a run with one of the women's titles whenever she gets brought back to the main roster? I ask this because just about every woman that's held the title in NXT has had a run with the main roster title as well.
I think she got a good chance.
She has a better chance now that she's had a run in NXT and developed some stuff beyond, hey, I'm hot.
Some personality. Wrestling, right? Some
seduced,
personality.
The Otis or whatever that stuff was they did a couple years ago.
She's not just fine.
Yeah. Right. So a better chance now. I don't know if when you see her in the ring with the top tier women on the main roster, I don't know if that's because she doesn't stand out as a physical performer, even in NXT, right? Like she's still like not the best on the roster. She's still right there.
She's usually like talent wise, in ring talent, she's usually the lesser of her opponent. Like that's just what it is.
That's just, yes.
I think she's got like a better shot than like a Carmella, who I don't think that the personality that she exudes is like as heavy with attitude and specific confidence as Mandy is. So I give her a better shot than Carmella, but I don't know where she would fall in line. Like if we're talking heels on the main roster, right now, you got Ronda and Shayna and Control. I don't think she's above anybody of those five right now.
Right.
I mean, like, do I think she'll have the title before Doudrop? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's probably, like, my barometer, but I think it's possible. But, like, Mandy Rose has also been there 6-7 years, right?
Has she? Now, I know Carmella's been around for a while. I was going to say that. Like, that was going to be my thought on Carmella. Like, we've seen everything Carmella has to offer.
Because Mandy Rose has been in NXT for a year. Like, she's touching, like, day 300. Mandy Rose made her in-ring debut for NXT January 30th, 2016.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's been there 6 years, and then she's been on the main roster 5 years. It'll be 5 years in November.
She got called up in 2017,
18? Her and Sonya were a tag team.
Oh, shit, that's right. They came up with they did that Absolution shit, right?
Mm-hmm, with Paige.
Paige,
right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right, she came up and it was like, and when she was included, it was like, wow, she's only been around for however many months or, you know, barely a year. And she was already, yeah, I remember. All right, Jabron,
I don't know,
second.
Man. It's like, not a log jam, but like the talents that you thought should be in prominent positions are going to get that opportunity now. And so I don't know where she fits in and when. I don't think like Bianca Belair is going to be hovering around the top of that division until she's gone. Gone being injured, gone being moved on. Right? Like, she's going to be there. It seems like...
Yeah, Mandy Rose isn't leapfrogging anybody. That's
Charlotte ain't there right now. Sasha and Naomi, people expect to be back. So, it's going to be a minute.
Bailey hasn't even gotten involved beyond, these are my two new charges, who I'm...
Exactly.
Lending my credibility to. She ain't even made herself known or punched nobody in the face to put them on notice. She's just, you know, there for right now.
Exactly.
And having an impact, not even in the mix or talking about. Yeah, it's interesting. Mandy Rose is just not going to leapfrog anybody. She's going to be, if she gets back to the main roster, I assume she does eventually. I don't think she spends. I don't think she spends 2 years in NXT, so she'll be back up in the next 13 months or 14, whatever the math is. what was I going to say? She's not leapfrogging anybody. I was going to say something, but I forgot. But yeah, that's just. She'll just be a good hand, and she'll be there for personality shit on the undercard, but not.
Yeah.
But not in the mix of the main stuff. And that's okay because she isn't on par with the best talent you got there, who should be around and around that mix more than they aren't.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she's a... she just doesn't seem like the type of competitor because she's not, right? She's not a...
Because she's not. Like, yeah, that's, not. That's okay to say. Like,
yeah.
Because
like even Trish Stratus, coming from the fitness world, was a competitor. Like, her job was to win those competitions. And she trained and ate well and did all those things to win and to get on the covers of various publications and media. So there's, but Mandy Rose is, and we find out, Mandy Rose played top tier high school, whatever, tennis, volleyball or some shit. Like, oh, well, great. That doesn't, that attitude doesn't translate. However many years later, 8-10 years later. So, okay. Second question from Jabron. How long before Shayna Baszler gets one of the women's titles? She's had a long run in NXT when Triple H was running it. And now that he's back, do y'all see her now getting a shot with the title in the near future? Maybe she wins the Rumble to get her shot at WrestleMania next year. I don't remember which Rumble it was. If it was 20, I think it was the 2019 or 2020 Rumble where my whole attitude, like that's when, like if you notice the last, y'all don't hear me talking shit every time Shayna Baszler's name comes up. I don't call her a gross human being who should be, thrown off a bridge or whatever I used to say. complete 180. And it was around that time, and they just booked her like dog shit. I was like, she is the one. If Shayna Baszler, I tweeted it, if Shayna Baszler doesn't win the Women's Rumble this year, it's a fucking joke and a farce or whatever.
Yeah.
And she didn't. It was absolutely the right call, and the Mania match that year would have been better with her. God damn it, I just don't remember what years it was. But, yeah, hopefully with Triple H there, she can get the fucking due she deserves because she's been, she's been – just look who they've had her with the last couple years. She made Nia Jax interesting. I hate to say that because I was a Nia Jax fan for a while. But, main roster Nia Jax wasn't great. She was fine. She was good when she was with Shayna Baszler, though.
Yeah, I mean, I thought they fumbled with her and Becky. I think she should have beat Becky on the way out and had Becky come back and do whatever you wanted to do. But, yeah, I've said it, and, I'll say it all the time. Like, as Shayna's the most complete woman that they had on the roster. Like, I think that Bianca's gotten a whole lot better. Like, Bianca wasn't Bianca at the time. Rhea wasn't Rhea at the time. But, yeah, Shayna checks off all the boxes. Great look, great talker, great in the ring, intimidating, will sell like shit if you need her to. She's great. I hope it's sooner than later, but I don't think they're going to have her beat Liv this soon. I think they're invested in Liv, and they don't want to make her a lame duck champion without reason. And so, yeah, I think you see Shayna with the title within the next year, though. I do.
So I did not like the wasn't about liking it. I certainly didn't like how it ended. Like they basically doubled down on having Liv be the undeserving champion.
They did.
And just because Shayna decided to help her out a whole lot on that final spot, the bulldog through the table that was three quarters of the ring away, and she had to just walk with her like okay, here we go, boom. But even if that spot hit perfect. They still made Liv look like the undeserving champion. And she's going to win in Cardiff. She's going to win in a way that's more undeserving champion that we're supposed to, for some reason, are expected to cheer. I don't think, yeah, I think they're doing Liv Morgan's a disservice. All she has is her fans, right? Like that's what she has. That's her thing. People fuck with her. And yeah, I don't think she's being very endearing in how she's winning. And it's just not a good look as a babyface with that kind of following. Going up against, if she's going up against Mandy Rose and winning the way, well, she wouldn't have to win the way she did against Mandy Rose, but, you know, fine. But we're supposed to, as an audience, I understand we're supposed to suspend our disbelief, but 2 months in a row, two big shows in a row, we're going to have to watch little ass, you know, lifetime wrestling fan, not a competitive, you know, athlete, at least on this, in a serious way, in her youth or, you know, young adult life. She's going to beat the two of the toughest, most fearsome fighting women, kayfabe and non-kayfabe. It's a lot to take.
Nah, real quick, my man Baseball sent me this. How about the Wall Street Journal said Vince donated $5 million in unrecorded company expenses to the Trump Foundation. Dog.
Is that what the last $5 million from a week or so ago was? That's finally gotten out?
Because
they said it wasn't about women or sex or whatever. They made that very clear. Like, this is not another affair thing or hush money payment. This is something else. So this is just something else.
Ever with the bread, dog. Like, yeah.
But Titus said they're not political, Cameron. What are you talking about?
That's what he told me.
This doesn't make any sense.
They doing whatever, man.
Wow.
Vince is doing whatever with their bread. Yeah, man. I'm not saying they're going to lock him up, but boy, he's going to have to sit down somewhere for a minute.
Yeah, he ain't going to. No, that ain't in the way society works. He's way too rich to get locked up for, because he didn't steal. Only way rich people go to jail for money stuff is if they take money from other wealthy people. So that's the only reason Bernie Madoff fucking got locked up, because he fucking swindled $1 billion out of dozens of people, collectively $1 billion.
Yeah.
Hey,
King
and Lester, yeah,
Vince is funding YSL. He might have been. Vince putting money on the street is hilarious.
Did you see if Young Thug gets out, he gonna have the hardest album intro ever?
Shit.
And it was the lawyer running down all the things that he supposedly done.
Charges?
And then at the end it was something like he was the key figure. He was the man. And it was like, oh my God, this sounds like, yeah, this is the intro to a fucking the dopest mixtape that he's going to put out since 2015. Like, oh my God.
For real.
Wow. Putting money to fund Trump secretly. like that motherfucker, who people know they're homies, his family, his whole fucking extended family was in the White House. He still didn't want people knowing he was donating.
Yeah, you bankrolling. Yeah.
I wonder if it gets dug into, and the timing, like if it was at a time that the if it was the 2021 race, and by the end I remember the Trump campaign was broke as fuck. They were doing, it was all kinds of like it was with a lot of things he's involved with, just a clusterfuck of incompetence and swindling. Where is the fucking money? I mean, 6 years later, they still don't know where all the inauguration money from 2017 went. Wow. Yeah. So if it's one of those, oh yeah, he was struggling, and here come Vince with this cash infusion, and it turns out to be company money, ooh, 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 ooh. All right, let's talk to Darrell. We ain't hear from him in a little bit. Head to the ATL, or I don't know, head to the suburbs of Georgia.
We're snagging a little extra family time.
Darrell, what's happening?
I don't know about no suburbs.
What's the young Joan that does the song? Gwinnett.
Down
not
in
the Atlanta. And she named off. She was like, Decatur is not Atlanta.
Oh, you talking about, I don't forgot her name right now.
Yeah,
I know you're
she's
about.
Good. Yeah, she's good.
On Amara.
Yeah.
All Amara. On Amara.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It start with A.
Omaretta,
like
yeah.
That. Yep. But
yeah.
I'm Omaretta, yeah. With an O, my bad. With an O.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's from Atlanta, I guess. Yeah.
You better fucking be.
Right?
All that. Telling me who ain't Atlanta. You better fucking be from fucking
nah, because people
all the fucking wards or whatever they call them.
Her. Yeah, people came out at her and said that she wasn't from Atlanta either. From like Mississippi.
Hey Darrell, you going to All Out?
No.
I asked him just because I knew he was gonna say one word no. Yeah.
No, it ain't that. I would have, but you know, I don't went to what? SummerSlam and Money in the Bank.
You've been moving, yeah.
Back to back.
You've been moving, man.
I'll be
in LA a month from now.
WrestleMania Hollywood.
I dig it, yeah. I'll be in LA this time next month. Ugh. Trying to mentally prepare for that. That should be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see. I'm going to rinse myself from that wrestling thing the week after or 2 weeks after, the week after Mississippi Spring Break, and I'm going there.
Oh, okay. So, are you getting it?
Yeah, seeing the booties everywhere. I don't even want to walk on the strip and see the booties. But I don't want to touch none. I don't want to holler at nobody.
You don't want to touch none?
Yeah.
I mean, I can see I'm not going to touch none, but.
I don't want to. I'm old, man. I got old in the game, man.
Mm-hmm.
Them young girls ain't never problems, man. They ain't never problems and attitude.
What that got to do with touching and feeling?
I done seen
I
all
still,
how that
I still don't
before.
Believe
like,
you, but continue.
I done seen all that happen before. That stuff be that shit be horrifying for some of them women, especially because I used to go to BCR, Black College Reunion. You know, that was in Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
I went to school down there, and I never forget. They took the sidewalk, right, and a row of guys got on each side of the sidewalk, and they lured the girls to go down, and they closed one end, and when the girl tried to turn around and run back, they closed the other end on her, and they were like, hey. They all started grabbing on her, the little bejeweled stuff that she had on her, little stuff got snatched off, I was like, oh.
Yeah, we all saw fucking Woodstock 99, that was just full
I didn't
of
watch
that.
A documentary, the white boys wilding out there.
They was, I remember just in real time being in college when that shit happened. Like, yo, wow. Like, yeah, Woodstock 69 was going to be, you know, remembered for sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and Jimi Hendrix playing the fucking national anthem on, you know, and don't take the brown acid, it's bad. But Woodstock 99, I was like, damn, that shit's just going to be remembered for fucking rapes, fires, bottled water being fucking $12, you know, and that kind of shit. Like, nothing good is going to be remembered about Woodstock 99, and it wasn't.
So, Darrell, I know you got stuff you want to talk about. Real quick before I forget, man, I don't know if you guys saw on Rampage Daniel Bryan coming out and then Garcia confronting him, and so they're about to have, like, a 2 out of 3 falls match. I hit Garcia up, and I was like, yo, like, do you realize how much they trust you? Like, they
That's
trust
a good point.
You at your young age to – you've had the most main events in AEW, period, on TV over the last year. Like, they really trust you. And, like, he understands and appreciates. Like, it's really cool for, like...
What if you freaked him out? What if he's like, oh, shit, I never thought of that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. He don't, because he don't, his brain don't work like that. Like, he's just like, I'm good, and I'm going to do good stuff, and, you know, I'm going to see what, you know, see what these girls talking about. He's super low-key. But, like, yeah, like, they really trust him to, like, really make their main events work, and salute to the kid for it, man. I'm happy for him. It's really cool. So that should be really good. I think that's tonight. That should be really good.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of people talking about tonight's card, and it sounds like it's going to be fucking great.
That's your boy right there. Hey, man, you need to ask him, are they making him look and feel bland? Because sometimes he be feeling bland, my boy.
I think...
That's just honest, real talk, you know?
You should, if you, like, and, you know, if we're all out there in L.A., you'll be around him, and, like, he's... You got to experience it. You got to be around him to get it, like, because he's super low-key. Like, not even, like, I think, like, Dean Malenko was actually dry. But, like, Garcia's just, like, a cool young dude. And, like, that's, I still think they're finding a way to convey that. But, yeah.
Yeah, I have cool to get young to these young people, man. You know what I'm saying? Because these young people today different. You know what I'm saying? They're different.
Yeah, Darrell, I realized how old different. I was when I saw Goku... shoot somebody in Fortnite and hit the gritty. And I was like, you know what?
I got the skin already. I already got the skin and did it, yo.
Yeah. I said, you know what? This has passed me by. Like, this has officially passed me up. But I'm like, nah, I don't want to see Goku hit the gritty in Fortnite after he shot somebody. And that's just not me. That's not where I live at this point.
The gritty is an amazing move, though.
NXT
it is
did
fantastic.
723,000. The agenda's there.
First biggest one since 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the biggest rating up this year for them, but biggest since 2021. And I see you talking about you got another one of your boys that's on NXT, the one Diva Superstar.
Yeah, Quincy. So he's on Level Up. You know, big flamboyant gay dude. Where's it?
What
proudly.
Is this Level Up? You've said this like three times. What is
Level
that?
Up? Is like the velocity for NXT.
Oh, okay.
It used to be 205 Live.
Yes.
Okay. Is it just a talk format?
Quincy Elliott. You know, big flamboyant gay dude. Where's it proudly? The super diva, not the superstar. Niggas was hitting me talking about, well, I guess I'm done with NXT now. But I don't give a fuck. Like, why are you telling me? I don't care. Like,
my nigga, I watch P Valley, man. I'm a fan of Uncle Clifford, so
exactly.
I don't care. I'm watching it
the
too.
The same niggas are watching P Valley. Like, not you, of course.
Hey,
like, again,
Clifford,
Darrell,
they
you're
they
fluid
need,
and, like,
need,
know but, how the world works. Like, you're an actual adult. But these niggas are crazy. Like,
hell,
niggas
I'm
were not
for,
turning off the wire when
right.
Omar was kissing niggas. Like, come on. This is real life.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm waiting on, the Omar Little Murder. That's what I'm waiting on right there, Omar Little Murder.
But, yeah, big, talented dude. It should be cool to see. Again, like, there's room in wrestling for all these different characters.
Is he good?
He's good. Yeah, like super athletic at that size. Yeah.
Now
sure.
Is being gay
level
his gimmick?
Up. Level up.
Like that could get tiring,
up,
right? I've never seen Level Up. I don't know.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, if you go YouTube it, you know, what I'm
oh,
saying?
Okay,
so you
yeah.
Don't have to watch the whole thing.
But it's
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
is,
he wrestle on now.
Is being gay is that his gimmick? Like how?
Well,
like,
he's
or is it just
like that's his thing?
Oh, okay.
But like he gets in there and wrestles. He's not like. Grabbing niggas by the nuts.
Oh,
looking
that's
at
really what
like,
I was asking. Is he humping on dudes to throw them off?
Nah.
I'm like, oh,
I wish he would. Dennis Rodman made a career out of grabbing Negroes on their booty.
This is fact.
Ask Shaq. How Shaq felt. As he was dominating Shaq. Go on to bat me down. Put my wing on your butt and grab your butt, man.
Oh, my God. Darrell get on the show and act like he's fucking PG bullshit.
Yeah.
But hey man, I was listening to some of this stuff y'all were talking about, man. You know, Mandy Rose almost got 2 years in the game. She came in WWE 2015.
Yeah, that's when they first. That's when they first signed her. Yeah.
Yeah, showed up in January 2016, I think, or had her match at least. That's damn.
But she was
already
signed with them way before
10 years in 2015. God fucking damn it! I hate time.
Yeah, she got about 10 years in the game. I watch her rock, Becky Lynch, and I guess I forgot the writer name. They was all on Instagram Live. I watched a snippet of it. And Rock was talking about what happened when the Shield powerbombed him through the table 10 years ago. And so, you know, Seth them have been in the game for over 10 years. And Seth was in the car with Becky, and they were talking about it. So, you know, all these Negroes have been in the league for a long time.
Yeah. They've
like,
been in
no
there for a minute.
Who? Who been there a minute?
Baszler was 40 years old.
Most well, yeah, she had a whole-ass career. Yeah, before she got into wrestling. So.
That tell you it take a while for you to get good. Shoot, we loving Roman Reigns now, but you got to think he had already been 10-plus years in the game before. You saw your hot moment.
Niggas told me, I said Aaliyah needed to do the Mandy Rose tour. They were like, dog, Aaliyah been there a decade.
She was already there.
I was like, dang it. I was like, damn.
She was already there.
This is not shitting on her. It's literally talking about what happened. She was socially promoted to the main roster.
Like, what does that mean?
Social promotion is when you didn't actually pass the grade you were in, but they don't have the resources to keep you.
To hold you back. So they got
wait, Shayna Baszler?
I said Aaliyah.
No, Aaliyah.
Oh, yeah.
You know the one
you
call racist McTweet face?
Yeah.
She shouldn't
even.
She's fine, yeah. She done got better, but if better, it was, you know, better from what she used to be with was putrid, but, you know, it's decent.
Yeah, the problem is we
can care of weight.
Problem is, you know, with talents like her, and, you know, we've seen it a lot in the last, last 10 or so years. Just we, unfortunately, see the talent grow in front of us and not in a way that's like, oh, yeah, I was there when that guy was a rookie and, you know, Randy Orton type. It's like, no. This person showed up and learned to wrestle on fucking TV. They, basically, Dominic Mysterio, kind of what we
but
got with him.
You- The difference
years
between
ago.
Her and Trish
except
Stratus,
not
though,
having a built-in storyline.
Trish was on competition.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said
she was
senior and finally made varsity. Hey, somebody
hold
said
up,
she's
yeah.
a senior and finally made varsity, but she didn't even start on JV. That's the thing. Like,
yeah.
She wasn't like a cold junior there wasn't room for on varsity.
Right.
Like, no, she did not start on JV. She was on kickoff team.
Yeah.
She went from the JV bench to the varsity bench. That's all. You know the clean. You know them guys who was always clean on the bench, had all the tassels on their arm, got padded up every week, never got on the field.
Yeah, that sounded like me on JV in 10th grade. No way I was playing JV in 11th grade, though. Like, nope, I don't play basketball no more.
I'm out.
I was a fucking – I played soccer on varsity and went off-pub and played baseball for 4 years. Like, I was enough of a fucking athlete. I did not need to be on the bench on JV in 11th grade.
No, you got to have that desire. But you were saying about but Mandy, she was a fitness competition just like Trish.
Okay, right.
That tell you
yeah.
the benefits of Trish though. Everybody ain't the same. Every level ain't the same. So, you know,
and also,
some people take hold
also,
of it and become good.
You know, the 2000s women division, it's easy to come in there and be fucking you know. When Stacey Keibler and Ivory, I don't want to shit on Ivory because she's fucking great for 5 decades. But, you know, it just wasn't, You know, Jackie and fucking Sable go have a patty cake match, and Jackie was so much better than that, but nobody wanted to see Jackie wrestle in 1999. They wanted to see her put on a bikini and fucking patty cake around with Sable, who's also in it.
So don't test high
or something. So you just have to keep in mind, yeah, if you came in, showed up in 2000 and were halfway decent as a women's wrestler, you're going to get remembered as, wow, yeah, she improved and all the things, all the accolades that Trish gets. But if Trish came in as Trish 2000, she showed up in anywhere between from 2016 and now, it would be a totally different story. And she would be talking about her like Mandy Rose.
But no, you can't poo-poo on them Trish Stratus, Jazz, and Lita Rivalry. The matches that they had, that's something that Mandy don't have, though. On
because she doesn't have, because there's so many more people ahead of her that are getting those opportunities. To have, you know, nobody, they're not, she's not being asked to have. You know, when she's getting her, when they're coming up with her matches, even in NXT, where she has probably a lot more freedom and say in what her character does and says, they're like, yeah, you got 7 minutes, Mandy. And she's just not, you know, you just can't do but so much in that time frame. And
yeah,
I just don't think she's built for it.
15 to 20 minutes.
I don't even want to sweat on the time. Yeah, because if you did tell her to go ahead and give you 12 or 15, it might, you know, I don't know if that's, but it's not about the time and how much time she gets in the ring. It's the Trish had, I don't know. It's probably not a fair comparison. They're just different people in two different eras, and they are hot blondes that just have a fitness past, and that's probably the only thing that's similar about them. If you ask people that know them both, or you know, they're like, yeah, Trish probably came in with an attitude like, oh, I can fucking 2 years from now, I can be the fucking man up in this bitch. I just got to keep getting better.
Well,
yeah, I can do this.
if they finna do that merger, her versus Bree Priestley, Mako, that ain't gonna be no pretty fight. Them gonna be especially against Mako, because Mako, they call, you know, her nickname is the Final Boss. And if you ever watched it, boy, them ain't no patty cake matches. And I know people who used to complain about Asuka at first and the leaks that she was giving. But that Mako, boy.
She's stiff.
You know why she getting the name of them. Yeah, oh, yeah. Final Boss. Oh, yeah. You getting hit. There ain't no love taps.
Hold up. What did Jericho say about China? He's still mad. Oh, wait. Who broke whose thumb? I forget. Who hit who in the thumb with a hammer? Did she hit him? I think he hit her. Didn't you get your revenge on her back then? What did he say? Did y'all see how Jericho shit all over China? No, J-Ray, I didn't. So tell me. Mm-hmm. Tell us. And what was the context?
I want to ask y'all.
I assume it's on somebody's podcast, not, you know, random Dynamite promo.
I wonder what that was. He was on there with Swerve there. The last podcast I've seen him supposed to be on was on there with Swerve. He was on there with Swerve. But let me ask y'all this question. How did y'all like this, the next biography, and then what do y'all think about the DX one that they just had?
I thought the Lex one was really good. I thought the DX one was okay. Like, I think that it's hard to quantify exactly what DX was and what impact they had outside of, like, Suck It. Like, and I'm talking about, like, DX post Shawn Michaels, because they were, like, good with Shawn Michaels, but that was, like, a Shawn Michaels vehicle, not, like, a crew to me. I thought it was good. Like, I thought that they hit the points on, you know, DX was counterculture, and they were the perfect example of what the Attitude Era stood for. I thought it was fine, but it's just like, you know, DX is, I think the great sign of a faction is what you are outside of it. You know what I mean? Did it help elevate Triple H to superstar status? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It did not do that for, and China too, but it did not do that for the other members of the group. And it's not like the NWO where there was 92 niggas. and there were a bunch of stars in there. There were five people, you know what I mean? And, like, it helped, you know, Billy Gunn and Road Dogg have good runs. X-Pac had a good run, but, like, to me, they didn't become bigger stars post-DX, you know what I mean? Like, whereas, like, The Shield is The Shield, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there are other groups who stood out as singular acts outside of that, but it was good. I thought it was good. Some cool insight. But, I mean, to me, a DX documentary is really a Click light documentary. And they spent so much time talking about the Click and its formation and what those guys stood for and what they were about that by the time you got to DX, like, what it made really, really clear is that there really was not that type of relationship between the Outlaws and Triple H and that side. You know, they were
right.
A hot group and a hot group. And it made sense with what the Outlaws were doing, why they would join DX, but they weren't like a unit and a family. They were, you know, guys who did stuff together and did a cool
yeah.
entrance, but it wasn't like there's no real ties that bind between Triple H, X-Pac, and the Outlaws, you know? So it was kind of was cool.
I would disagree.
His family was Shawn Michaels.
No. When I say X-Pac, him and Triple H are thick as thieves. I mean, Triple H and X-Pac on one side and the Outlaws on the other.
Gotcha.
I know we all, minority people, but I was talking to a homeboy, I asked a homeboy, I was like, I could have swore, and I know Stone Cold was the biggest in that era, but I know more people who fuck with, excuse my language, but fuck with DX harder than they did Stone Cold. I know people on the, especially
I believe
people, minority people, like the Stone Cold just because he beat up his boss. And that's what every nigga that I know, you know what I'm saying, be one that want to beat up the boss. You know what I'm saying? But in the culture, though, DX cuts the culture because you could go to schools anywhere. I know kids had to get an ass whooping by the time they came up out of school because they done told the teacher to suck it.
Yep.
I don't know about that's how absolutely. The school got suspended for it. Every year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Middle school was suck it. Absolutely. Like that, what the impact that they had on middle school is absolutely bigger than the impact any other attitude era group had on them, for sure. They're not even close.
So, yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's why I kind of thought the documentary was pretty good because, you know, so many people go back and that just remind them of their younger days, you know, back when they were telling people to suck it, telling people at church to suck it behind their back, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, telling the old lady at church.
And told you to...
Telling the choir director to suck it is crazy and inbound. Somehow.
Yep. Get mad because the girl didn't want to holler at you. You still hear Negroes say that today. Can't get the picture. Don't want to get the picture. Bitch, suck it in, man.
Yeah.
And we want to hit the crotch. Like, suck it. Mm-hmm. The symbol.
Oh, yeah. You can't. Yeah, you got to have the motion with it.
That's about it for me, though, y'all, man. Good. Hopefully we all can go to a big show together, man.
Absolutely, we got to make it
up. Yeah,
I'm certainly more excited about wrestling now than I have been. So that's likely.
Yeah. And I would have went to AEW, man, if I could. But school started back, these kids bad as hell, stuff like that.
I'm lucky. I would have to help them
make a little money. The Warner Brothers gonna fuck them over.
September off. We literally cannot take August vacation. So I'm glad of the timing of like this LA trip. Yeah, I gotta get up out of here, man. It has been too much.
Gotcha.
Right.
Trav, She-Hulk, man. Tomorrow, man. She-Hulk.
Indeed. Can't wait. I'm mad that it's not Wednesday, so we can't. I gotta wait a week to talk about it. With you know how we do our VIP, stuff.
I'm sure I'm gonna wake up middle of the night and watch. That should be fun.
That's right. Didn't you hit the gym early this morning? You think that's gonna happen?
I was at the gym at 5 a.m. Tomorrow's my off day, so I'm good. My back hurts too, so I'm gonna lay it down. Okay. Gonna be right there in bed watching She-Hulk.
So, yeah, I'll probably watch that thing on my lunch break tomorrow. I'm really excited. I think Rich and I are going to, or I'll be on, Rich, you know, does 98 podcasts. I'll be on one of his podcasts talking about She-Hulk in general, and I think by then I have watched episode one. So, yeah, I'm hyped, and feels like forever since Miss Marvel ended, so you know these breaks, because you know 2020 spoiled the shit out of us. Like they said, yeah, there's not going to be many
show,
weeks between
show.
Yeah, especially show after show after show. Maybe get a 2-3 week break, 6 weeks maybe. Fuck, this has been feels long. It feels long. So, yeah, I'm excited. All right, Jarrell, we'll hopefully talk to you next week.
Peace out.
All right. So, yeah, that does it for us this week. Appreciate everybody hanging in there. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Rich and I will be by if you're listening to this in podcast form and you're a VIP member of the PW Torch. Click over. Rich and I will be by for another hour or so of content. Might talk a little bit of She-Hulk, a little preview. Whatever's on Rich's mind. We'll do a Dynamite recap. And I got some books that are read and whatever shenanigans we get into tonight. So until next time, for Cam and all the listeners and tweeters and emailers, I'm Trav. We out. Grand Pion next. See the medals on my back.